right now. And a trick in a book and a baby.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump signs an executive order imposing major tariffs against Brazil. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The president has followed through with his threat to impose 50% tariffs against Brazil. Trump's executive order cites Brazil's policies and the criminal prosecution of former President Bolsonaro, calling them an economic emergency. Previously, Trump said tariffs were meant to address trade imbalances, although the U.S. has a substantial trade surplus with Brazil. The president has said Bolsonaro, whom he considers a personal friend, is being treated unfairly. Bolsonaro is on trial for attempting to overturn the results of his failed election. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The president also says that the U.S. will impose a 15% tariff on imports from South Korea. He also announces a 25% tariff on India and other penalties for buying Russian oil. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says Canada will recognize a Palestinian state in September. His announcement comes a day after a similar statement by the U.K.'s prime minister. It's part of a broader global shift against Israel that and could increase diplomatic pressure for an end to the war in Gaza. Despite President Trump's repeated call for a rate cut, Fed Chair Jerome Powell and a majority of the committee that sets rates have left baseline interest levels as is. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
What it tells you is the Fed is continuing that wait-and-see approach, and they want more data to see how these tariffs flow through to the inflation rate.
The National Transportation Safety Board is looking at evidence in the investigation into January's deadly crash near Reagan National Airport that left 67 people on a commercial jet and a military helicopter dead. Revealed today is altimeters telling how high the aircraft is are notorious for being wrong on Black Hawk helicopters. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
There is a possibility that what the crew saw was very different than what the true altitude was. We did testing in May that shows concerns with the altimeters.
President Trump announces the launching of an effort he says will make medical records for those on Medicare and Medicaid move seamlessly across providers and insurance companies. It involves uploading your health information to apps run by major tech companies.
Instead of filling out the same tedious paperwork at every medical appointment, patients will simply be able to grant their doctors access to their records at the push of a button.
Georgetown University health law professor Lawrence Gostin is concerned.
We want to keep that information, have control over that information, decides who can and cannot see it. That's what's at risk.
This is CBS News.
Are you looking to hire? ZipRecruiter finds the best candidate for your job fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's time. time for the pro to get everything for the entire job all from one partner. To get access to over 3 million products, including many products you won't find in our stores. It's time to get delivery on your schedule or next day on over 50,000 products. And time to get dedicated support on the job site or in our stores. From ordering to planning, we've got you. One partner, any job, all in. Ask about all we can now do at the Pro Desk. The Home Depot Pro, it's about time.
I thought I'd book a trip to Italy to celebrate retiring.
We didn't speak Italian.
We didn't then. We do now. Because of Babbel.
Babbel is the refreshingly easy-to-use app for learning a new language. Babbel uses immersive lessons to teach you vocabulary and grammar in a way that sticks. Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Thousands of people lined the streets of Birmingham, England for the funeral procession for Ozzy Osbourne. CBS's Michael Wallace has more.
A marching band and police motorcycles led the hearse through the city where Osbourne and his Black Sabbath bandmates got their start in 1968. Fans came from near and far.
Ozzy was like a massive inspiration of my life, and it was just really important for me to be here.
Ozzy Osbourne, one of the first albums that I owned, Blizzard of Oz, changed my life.
All these people are here to farewell him today. Like, what a legacy.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Technology giant Microsoft says that its profits soared above expectations in the recently ended quarter, driven by its cloud computing and artificial intelligence units. Microsoft reported profit of $27 billion on revenue of $76 billion, almost $30 billion of which was brought in by its intelligent cloud business. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few showers and thunderstorms for this evening, and then rain tapers as we look into the overnight. Mostly cloudy and lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, hazy sunshine from smoke. Nice day, though, with highs in the mid-70s. It's 65 right now.
Dancing with the Gentrys on WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. This song was always thought of as a war protest song. In the Vietnam era, yes, but it was about a curfew in Frisco.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware.
it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. And people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Radio Park to Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Welcome into Wednesday night. I got a whole crowd in the studio here with us talking about things that are going on, like what's going on. It's Marvin Gaye, WRJN.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate.
Sure, Rascals on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. Well, a rainy day today is going to be behind us for the next several days. We've got almost that perfect summer weather. We live here 365 days a year, so we can enjoy the next five. The other 300 we tolerate. Heading to North Beach is a good idea for tomorrow. Temperatures will be in the low to mid 70s, plenty of sunshine, low humidities. While you're there, enjoy the beachside oasis to refresh on a great summer day. And then before you head to the beach, listen for Dan Marcus in his Sand and Surf Report. He highlights beach and water reports several times each day between 10 and 2. The Beach and Water Report, Sand and Surf, brought to you by Anton Painting and Decorating for vibrant color inside and out.
Today's big deal of the day, Hot Amigos Home Cooking, Racine's hidden gem for authentic Hispanic cuisine. From quesadilla tacos to their signature Spanish rice, every bite is made with heart, heritage, and bold flavor. It's a culinary adventure your taste buds will never forget. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the big deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
WRJN presents one more week of Racine Raiders football as the Raiders continue on to the league championship game this Saturday against the Detroit Ravens. Racine Raiders football and the championship game, 5:45, the pregame this Saturday, 6 o'clock the kickoff from Detroit. And Racine Raiders football again being sponsored by our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmussen's Diamonds providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and Again Music and More, Sturtevant's final destination. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You're on Tropic Time. The Racine Raiders play for the league championship this Saturday on WRJN.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Do 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 shaboom.
Life could be a dream. Shaboom. If I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and open, we'll meet again. Boom, boom. Ding dong, ding ding dong, a lang a lang a lang, a wo wo bip, a bib a ro ba dib, oh, life could be a dream. If only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Every time I look at you, something is all right.
Oh, her life could be a dream. Her life could be a dream.
Yeah, sometimes pulling them out from the late 50s feels so good. The Chords version of Shaboom. And Chris Morrow, glad you're along. Here we go through Wednesday night. Rain's going to end tonight. Going to be a beautiful day tomorrow all the way through the weekend. And we are your perfect summer soundtrack with everything you're looking forward to hearing all weekend long. Well, all week long, too, for that matter. Stones, it's Get Off My Cloud. WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Timeless hits on WRJN. I didn't talk about this on the radio a month or so ago. I had heart surgery, and it went very well. Things turned out good. But today, I started the required and, I guess, mandatory cardiac rehab. Cardiac rehab. Never thought I'd be saying that at any age, but I did today. Got to see what's in store for me. And I learned one thing. This is probably their theme song when they get you started. It's Bend Me, Shape Me, Any Way You Want. I'm on field today for a long time. Back on the rehab.
You are all the woman I need. And baby, you know it.
Help me, help me, help me.
You can make this beggar a king, a clown or a poet. I'll give you all that I own. You got me standing in line. I'm in the cold, feeling so fine.
Shake me any way you want.
above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times on the ceiling if you want me.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me.
Mm-hmm,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you,
oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Having some fun on our website, WRJN.com. It's a new weekly poll question. Nothing heavy, just looking for opinions on fun questions. Look for You're the Judge at WRJN.com. Sponsored by The Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides.
Bye.
News and Timeless Hits. WRJN.
Summer in the City, Love and Spoonful, WRJN, local news and timeless hits. And, of course, throughout Racine and Racine County, we still have a very strong agricultural and farm culture, especially get west of I-94. That's why we carry the incredible Farm Babe every weekday morning between 5 and 6 a.m., Pam Yonke with the Midwest Farm Report. Market news, things about what helps to grow, what helps to get rid of the pests, and really what keeps the ag business humming along here in Wisconsin, including Racine County. It's Pam Yonke, the Midwest Farm Report, weekday mornings at 5 on WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time. WRJN.
Once made up of names like Glenn Frey, Don Henley, Randy Meisner, who you might recognize as the Eagles, but they were part of Linda Ronstadt's backup band when that song was done. Linda Ronstadt, the Stone Ponies, and A Different Drum. And Chris Morrow, looking out for them wolves.
Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding.
They're sure to lure someone bad, so until you get that I can be trusted walking with you alone.
Coming up, followed by more timeless hits from Johnny Rivers, Diana Ross, and the Beatles, all between 9 and 10 tonight on WRJN.
Be true.
true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Federal investigators hold hearings over a fatal mid-air crash above Reagan National Airport in January. CBS's Allison Keyes reports.
Investigators found that not only was a military helicopter flying above the 200-feet altitude limit along the Potomac River before that mid-air collision, but the instrument measuring